on North American Skype. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Yes, can you hear me?
We do reach you, Houston.
Okay, hi.
Good evening. Hello.
Hey, Heather.
Hi.
Hi. I love your show. I've been listening to it, you know, for a while.
Yeah, and, for a while. How long is a while?
A while? It's probably about a year and a half.
Oh, yeah. Any shows that stand out in your mind as good?
No shows in particular. I do remember the... I have another thing to say, but I do remember the people that did the electronic voice phenomenon.
Oh, the GIS, yeah.
Yeah. I thought we weren't going to hear from them again after Art Bell, but they're still there, so that's good.
One last time. That was the last show that they'll ever do on air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a real special night. Man, I did not want that night to end. I will never, ever forget that. Well, pardon me, then, for getting in the way of what you wanted to say. What did you call up to talk about?
Okay. There's... There's something that's been bothering me, you know, for years, literally years, and I'm now, I guess, angry enough to call up a radio show about it.
All right.
And it's not that bad. I mean, I know I'm not the only one bothered by this, but have you ever been walking down a sidewalk, and or just, you know, relaxing in your house or something, and somebody locks their door, the door of their car, and they honk the horn.
Mm-hmm.
Does that drive you crazy? Because it drives me crazy.
Yes, it drives me out of my mind. No, you know what? My own car, and I have driven myself nuts trying to fix this, but my own car, when you unlock it, it honks the horn one time. You know, one time, and it just makes me crazy. And so I have taken, I'm not even kidding, I have taken the Jeep to three different mechanics and asked them, will you please just disconnect the alarm? You know, I mean, it's not an expensive car. If somebody's going to take it, I guess they really need a car, but will you please just turn this thing off? And they, every single time, all three times, oh, yep, we got it fixed. You don't have that problem anymore. Look, I'll unlock it for you. It doesn't honk. I get home, get back into the car to go do something. You unlock it, honk.
Oh, really?
Honk again. Oh, my God. And then it's always when everything's really quiet out.
Yeah, yes. Well, that's good. You're one of the people who, I guess, are aware it's a problem, but... There are plenty of people out there who apparently they don't think it bothers other people, but I'm calling to tell you, yes, it really does bother people, even though nobody's saying anything, you know.
You know what? I can't think of the author's name, but speaking of Art Bell and the show, Midnight in the Desert, Art did a show a long time ago with this really interesting man. God, now this is going to bother me all night, but he wrote a book, and the book was called Noise. And this is what it was about. It was about noises in our life that just drive us crazy and how this has an effect on our consciousness and our spirit and our concentration and just everything. And, yeah, a book has actually been written about this. You're certainly not the only person to be annoyed by those kind of sounds. And people have actually scientifically studied the impact of these noises. And this is how we get, you know, noise ordinances and this kind of a thing. But no, I can't say a whole lot because it has to do with where I live. But yes, this has driven me nuts most of my life. And I don't like alarms.
Well, there's a website, if I can give it out. It's called silencethehorns.org.
Mm-hmm.
And it's it just basically it describes the problem, and it links to other websites of other, you know, societies that are trying to reduce the problem, let people know it's a problem, and you know, trying to pass legislation and so forth. I'm not going to go into details, but you have to go to the site. It's called silencethehorns.org. Org.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, you know, it's true. And worse than that is if you're doing something, you're hanging out, you're watching a really good movie. This is usually what happens to me, right? Watching a really good movie. You're into that movie. Oh man, there is no other universe at all but the movie that you're watching because it's so good. And all of a sudden, what happens? Someone's car alarm outside decides to go off. And it goes through the whole thing, all five sounds. And we all have heard this so many times. I don't know about you, but I have the sounds now memorized. I can mimic the silly alarm. Yeah, but no, that kind of thing drives me nuts. You know what else drives me completely nuts? When a person is walking around and they got their smartphone and they're listening to something on their smartphone and they got the thing turned up as loud as it will go, but they're not using the headphones. You know, we don't want to hear what you got going on. Can you please just put the headphones on and do that? And besides, an iPhone or an Android phone or whatever is not a boombox, and you don't look cool. You look like you're just trying to annoy the rest of us. You know, it does sometimes feel kind of good to get this stuff off the chest. I appreciate the call very much, and I don't think that young man has ever called the show before. I think that was also a first-time caller.